Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today we'll be talking about a civil rights movement leader. And there were a few notable people in the civil rights movement, but one in particular, besides Martin Luther King Jr., stood out, and that was James Farmer, another one of the Big Six activists. James Farmer was a freedom rider leader who was born on January 12, 1920 in Marshall, Texas. His mother was a teacher and his father was a minister who also happened to be the first African-American citizen to earn a doctorate in the state. He was surrounded by literature and learning, which in turn made Farmer an excellent student, skipping grades and becoming a freshman at Wiley College in 1934 at the crazy age of only 14. There he continued to excel as part of the debate team, and his eloquence and storytelling abilities would later be heard nationally as an adult. While in his studies, he was contemplating a career in medicine. Farmer then thought he would follow in his dad's footsteps and take up ministerial work, earning his divinity degree from Howard University in 1941. While there, he learned about the life and teachings of Mahatma Gandhi. Farmer studied much of Gandhi's philosophies and would apply the leader's ideas of nonviolent civil resistance to U.S. racial desegregation. Opting not to forge a career in religion either, Farmer was an objector during World War II and worked with the Fellowship of Reconciliation by the early 1940s. Finally, Farmer had his first marriage with Winnie Christie from 1945 and lasted only 1 year, and remarried in 1949 to Lula A. Peterson, with whom he had two children with. Farmer was committed to racial harmony. Farmer formed the Committee of Racial Equality, with the name later becoming the Congress of Racial Equality. With Farmer elected, National Chairman Corps developed a mostly white North-based membership, yet would eventually find itself becoming deeply involved in the South. Farmer had periods away from the organization, but the civil rights movement making headlines with historic rulings and actions, he was elected to become the national director of CORE in February 1961. Farmer thus became one of the most prominent African-American leaders of the era. This organization became one of the most prominent organizations of the civil rights era. He was a devotee of Gandhi's nonviolent strategies. Farmer also organized the historic freedom rides, which led to interstate travel desegregation. The overarching reason he did everything he did was for racial equality for this country, and ultimately succeeded.